Concordia, special edition versus just buying the classic, a mid-2026 buyer's verdict. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Only chase the Awaken Realms special edition late pledge EUR 75-330+, delivering till the July 2027, if you specifically want the definitive collector box and can wait a year plus. On the AI art question, Board Game Geek users review-bombed the preview to a 4.7 average, and Awaken Realms has pledged the final product will contain no AI art with human artists involved in everything. That promise is real but unverifiable until the box ships, so back it as a bet, not a certainty. The special edition link is direct only because it is a GameFound campaign product. The Amazon affiliate path is the classic Rio Grande base game plus Salsa Venus. I'll be honest with you, flattery is boring, so let me name the tension right away. There are two Concordias on the table in July 2026, and the shiny one is the wrong first purchase for most of you. Concordia is Mac Jurt's 2013 masterpiece, a card-driven, deck-refining, network-building Euro that sits around 8.1 on Board Game Geek and roughly 29th on the all-time list. That ranking is earned. It's the game people reach for when they want tension without dice, depth without a rulebook the size of a phone book. Nobody's arguing about whether Concordia is great. The argument is which box to put your money on. The Awaken Realms Special Edition, a licensed premium reprint of the game funded on GameFound, closed its campaign at the end of June with 22,700 plus backers, and is right now early July sitting in its late pledge slash pledge manager window. It bundles every map and expansion plus new campaign exclusive content Barbarica Pantheon. It's priced in euros only, and it's estimated to deliver around July 2027. That's over a year of waiting for a game you could be playing on Tuesday. It also arrived carrying a controversy I'm not going to soft pedal. Board Game Geek users review-bombed the preview page to 4.7 average, the lowest Awaken Realms title has ever scored there, over IART concerns. Awaken Realms responded with a public NOAA IART pledge for the final product. I'll lay both halves out factually below so you can decide with your eyes open. My job here isn't to hand you a score, it's to keep you from getting burned. So, three buyer profiles, one comparison table, one verdict at the top and one at the bottom. Let's go. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The one-line ruling, which Concordia should you actually buy right now? Let me stamp it before I earn it. For almost everyone reading this in mid-2026, the answer is the classic Rio Grande Edition, bought this month while it still exists. Here's the reasoning, and I'll be specific because a verdict without specifics is just an opinion in a nicer coat. The special edition gets you a prettier, all-in-one box roughly a year later in euros at a minimum of EUR 75 and climbing past EUR 330 for the collector tiers. The flaw I'm naming early: the special edition is being marketed as the definitive Concordia, and that word does a lot of quiet work. Definitive doesn't mean best game, the game is identical. It means most complete box. If you don't already own Concordia, paying collector money and waiting until 2027 to first experience a 2013 classic is the tail wagging the dog. Where I earn the trust back, there absolutely is a right buyer for the special edition. It's just not the person asking what's a great Euro I should try. It's the person who already loves this game and wants the shelf trophy version. Two different questions, two different answers. Don't let a gorgeous production convince you you're answering the second when you're really asking the first. Affiliate honesty, Awaken Realms, GameFound is direct only here. Profile 1, I just want to play the best Euro of the 2010s, hunt the classic now. If that sentence is you, stop reading the GameFound page, you don't need it. You need the Rio Grande base box and probably Salsa. And you need them before the shelves finish clearing, and they are clearing. As of early July 2026, the base game Salsa and Venus are all showing out of stock at Miniature Market. Salsa is also out at Cool Stuff Inc. with a restock alert waitlist. That's not manufactured scarcity hype, that's a real reprint gap created, ironically, by all the attention the special edition drummed up. When a premium reprint gets announced, distributors stop reordering the old SKU, so the wait for the shiny one crowd is accidentally starving the supply of the version you can actually play in 2026. Here's the honest read on pricing. Compare that to a EUR 75 minimum for a box that arrives in 2027. My specific advice: buy the base game the moment you find stock at any of these retailers and grab Salsa in the same order if it's available. Don't overthink Venus on a first purchase. Get the engine running. What does Salsa actually add, and is it the first expansion to buy? Yes, if you're adding one thing to base Concordia, add Salsa. I'll tell you exactly what you're getting so you're not buying on vibes. Salsa introduces salt as a wildcard commodity, a flexible resource that smooths out the tight economic puzzle and opens new scoring lines. It adds Salt City tokens, a set of 27 forum cards that inject variable player powers and fresh decisions, and two new maps, Byzantium and Hispania. That map count matters more than it sounds. Concordia's replay value lives in its board variety, and doubling your map pool changes how the whole game breathes. The critics caveat, because I owe you one, salsa is an enrichment, not a fix. Base Concordia is complete and excellent on its own. You are not buying salsa to repair a flaw, you're buying it to deepen a game you already love. Don't let anyone frame the base game as incomplete without it. It isn't. It's a top 30 game standing on its own 2 feet. But once you've got 20 plus base plays under your belt and you want the map variety and the forum card wrinkle, salsa is the clear next step, ahead of Venus for most players, because it broadens the core game rather than bolting on a whole new mode. And Venus, when does the cooperative slash team expansion make sense? Venus is the interesting outlier, and it's for a specific table. Here's the straight version. Concordia, Venus adds cooperative 2v2 team play, you and a partner against another pair, plus a 6-player option and new maps. That team mode is genuinely novel for this game. Concordia is normally a quiet, solitary-feeling economic race, and Venus turns it into something you can play as partners, which changes the social texture entirely. So who's it for? Couples and regular 4 or 6-person groups who want a team's night. If your Concordia sessions are usually 3 sharp solo strategists, Venus is lower priority. You'll get more out of salsa's maps and forum cards. If your table is social, paired up, or occasionally hits 6 players, Venus jumps up the list. One clarity note so you don't miss by, there are 2 Venus products in the wild. If you own nothing yet and specifically want the team mode from day one, the standalone can make sense, but for most people the base game plus the Venus expansion bought separately is the flexible path. Read the box before you check out. Profile 2, I want the definitive collector box, the late pledge is your only shot, alright. This is the buyer the special edition was actually built for you my verdict flips. If you already love Concordia and you want the trophy edition, the one box that holds every map, every expansion, plus the new campaign exclusive Barbarica and Pantheon content, then the late pledge window open right now is genuinely your only realistic shot at it. After the pledge manager closes, this stuff gets scarce and secondary market ugly fast. That's how Awaken Realms campaigns go. But go in with your eyes open, because I'm not here to sell you a dream. 3 things to internalize. 1. Budget with a cushion. 2. It delivers around July 2027, over a year out. GameFound's stretch pay installments began after July 3, which softens the hit into payments, but it doesn't shorten the wait. This is a patience purchase. 3. Every tier bundles the prior maps and expansions plus the new exclusives. So the value math only works if you actually want the all-in collection, not if you'd have been happy with base plus salsa. If all 3 of those land fine with you, the late pledge is a legitimate buy. Just don't confuse I want the best game with I want the best box. You're buying the box. Profile 3. I care about the AI art question. Here's the record straight. I said I wouldn't soft pedal this, so I won't. Here's the factual record. Both halves, no spin. What happened? When the special edition preview went up, Board Game Geek users review bombed it down to a 4.7 average, the lowest rating any Awaken Realms title has ever received on the site. The trigger was concern about AI-generated art in the presentation. That's a real, documented community reaction, and it's the largest negative signal attached to this project. What Awaken Realms said, the publisher responded publicly, pledging that the final product will contain no AI art, with human artists involved in everything. They also acknowledged candidly that AI tools were used during prototyping mockups and various initial phases of development. So the company's own position is, yes, AI touched the early process, no, it won't be in the finished game. The critics read, and this is a judgment, flagged as one, that pledge is a promise about a box that won't exist until roughly July 2027. It is, right now, unverifiable. You cannot inspect final art that hasn't been produced. So if the AI art question is a hard line for you, the honest move is to treat the no AI art pledge as a bet on the publisher's word, not a settled fact. And either wait for delivery window reviews before committing, or simply buy the classic Rio Grande edition, whose art predates this entire debate. I want to be fair to the publisher too. Acknowledging the prototyping use openly is more transparency than some studios offer, and a stated commitment to human artists in the final product is the right direction. I'm not calling anyone a villain. I'm telling you the promise is a promise, and you're allowed to wait and verify before you pay. Special edition versus classic plus expansions. The value math head-to-head, let's put the money and the timeline side-by-side, because which is better value depends entirely on what you're buying it for. You'll be missing the 2 campaign-exclusive expansions, Barbarica, Pantheon, and the premium components, but you'll have the entire proven game. The special edition path, EUR75 minimum and realistically higher once you want the wooden components or any collector content, arriving till July 2027 with the exclusives and the upgraded production baked in. Priced in euros so your true dollar cost floats. The honest verdict on value, for pure play the classic path wins decisively, more games sooner for a known dollar amount. For collection and completeness, the special edition wins, because Barbarica and Pantheon and the unified premium box literally cannot be assembled from the classic SKUs at any price. Those exclusives are the whole argument for the pledge. So the value question has no single answer, and anyone who gives you one is selling. It's best value to play versus best value to own the complete definitive set. Pick your question honestly and the box picks itself. Traps, what could burn you on either path? You came here to not get burned, so here are the specific hazards on each road. This is the part I'd want a friend to tell me. Classic edition traps. First, the stock crunch is real. Bass, Salsa, and Venus are all out at Miniature Market as of early July, so you may have to hunt across retailers or wait on a restock alert. Buying the wrong one means either a useless box or a redundant one. Third, don't overpay a scalper during the stock gap. The game reprints. Patience beats panic. Special edition traps. First, the euro pricing means your real cost is a moving target. Conversion, shipping, and any import VAT charges stack on top of the EUR sticker. Don't budget the tier number, budget more. Second, the tilde July 2027 delivery is an estimate and crowdfunding timeline slip, treated as sometime in 2027 probably. Third, and this is the one people rationalize away, the no AI art pledge is unverifiable until the product ships. If that issue matters to you, backing now means paying before you can confirm the promise was kept. If you're unsure whether you even like the game, the classic is your low-risk on-ramp, and if you fall in love, the collector box will find you. Final verdict. The ruling at the bottom, same as the top, because a critic who won't repeat himself under pressure isn't sure. That gets you a genuine top 30 of all-time euro on the table this week for a known dollar price, no waiting, no currency roulette, no unverified promises. It is, flat out, the right first purchase. Special edition is not a better game. It's a more complete box, and complete box is a want, not a need. Chase the Awakened Realms late pledge only if you already love Concordia, specifically crave the definitive all-in collector edition with its Barbarica and Pantheon exclusives, can stomach EUR-only pricing with a 2027 delivery, and are comfortable treating the no AI art pledge as a bet you'll verify when the box lands. Two honest questions, do I want to play the best Euro of the 2010s and do I want to own the trophy shelf version, and two clean answers. Pick your question truthfully and you won't get burned. That's the whole job, frequently asked questions, should I buy the Concordia Special Edition or just the classic Rio Grande Edition? Only choose the Awaken Realms Special Edition Late Pledge, EUR 75-330+, delivering tilde July 2027, if you already love Concordia and specifically want the definitive all-in collector box and can wait over a year. Is the Special Edition a better game than the Classic? No, it's the same game. Concordia's rules, designer, and top 30 board game geek pedigree are identical across both editions. The Special Edition offers premium components, a unified all-in box, and campaign-exclusive expansions, Barbarica, Pantheon. But the actual gameplay you fall in love with is exactly the same as the Classic Edition. How much does the Concordia Special Edition cost? Tiers run EUR 75 standard cardboard, EUR 95 wooden special edition. Around EUR 193 Glory of Rome, and up to EUR 330 plus Opus Magnum. Your real dollar cost depends on conversion, shipping, and any VAT import charges on the day, so budget with a cushion above the Euro sticker. When does the Concordia Special Edition deliver? Delivery is estimated around July 2027, over a year out from the mid-2026 late pledge window. GameFound stretch pay installments began after July 3, 2026, which spreads the cost into payments, but it doesn't shorten the wait. Treat the 2027 date as an estimate since crowdfunding timelines can slip. Can I still back the special edition now? Yes. As of early July 2026, the campaign has closed its main funding but is in its late pledge slash pledge manager window, which is open now. It drew 22,700 plus backers. This late pledge is realistically your only shot at the collector box. After the pledge manager closes, it becomes scarce and expensive on the secondary market. What's the AI art controversy about? Board Game Geek users review-bombed the special edition preview down to a 4.7 average, the lowest ever for an Awaken Realms title, over concerns about AI-generated art. Awaken Realms responded by pledging the final product will contain no AI art with human artists involved in everything, while acknowledging AI tools were used during prototyping and early mock-up phases. Will the final special edition contain AI art? Awaken Realms has publicly pledged it will not no AI art, with human artists involved in everything in the finished product. The honest caveat, that's a promise about a box that won't exist until tilde July 2027, so it's currently unverifiable. If AI art is a hard line for you, treat the pledge as a bet on the publisher's word and consider waiting for delivery window reviews or buy the classic edition instead. Which Concordia expansion should I buy first? Buy Salsa first. It adds salt as a wildcard commodity, Salt City tokens, 27 forum cards for variable player powers, and two new maps, Byzantium and Hispania. The map variety is what deepens replay value most, which puts it ahead of Venus for most players. What does the Salsa expansion add exactly? Salsa adds a salt wildcard commodity that smooths the economic puzzle, Salt City Tokens, a set of 27 forum cards that inject variable player powers and two new maps, Byzantium and Hispania. It's an enrichment to an already complete base game, not a fix, so base Concordia plays great without it. What's the difference between the Venus expansion and Concordia Venus? Buy the expansion if you own the base game, buy the standalone if you want base plus Venus together from day one. Why is Concordia out of stock right now? As of early July 2026, the base game, Salsa and Venus are all out of stock at Miniature Market. Salsa is also out at Cool Stuff Inc. with a restock alert. The likely cause is the special edition announcement. Distributors stop reordering the old SKU when a premium reprint is coming, which is exactly why you should grab the classic now if you find stock. Is Concordia worth buying in 2026 given the reprint is coming? Yes, the classic edition is absolutely worth buying now if you want to play. Concordia sits around 8.1 on BoardGameGeek and roughly 29th all-time. That quality doesn't change and the reprint won't ship until July 2027. Is the special edition good value compared to buying the classic plus expansions? It depends on your goal for collection. The special edition wins because its campaign-exclusive Barbarica and Pantheon expansions and unified premium box can't be assembled from classic SKUs at any price. It's best value to play versus best value to own the definitive set. How many players does Concordia support? The base game and special edition support 1 to 6 players with about a 60-minute playtime, ages 14 plus. The Venus expansion specifically enables cooperative 2v2 team play and a 6-player option, so if you regularly play with larger or paired-up groups, Venus is the expansion that unlocks those modes.